B-Pod Studios.
All right, time for the playback. You ready? Villanova, Georgetown. The historic game, or the all-time great upsets NCAA history. The date, April 1st, 1985. Dateline, Lexington, Kentucky, Rupp Arena. Brett Musburger and Billy Packer on the call for CBS. Let's get right to the intro.
And for this NCAA championship, it's an all Big East conference affair. The only time in championship history since 1976, when of course it was Indiana and Michigan in the Big Ten. Billy, we talked so much about Patrick Ewing. We overlooked some of the other splendid stars on that Georgetown team. I remember Reggie Williams out in Seattle last year.
Well, 2 years ago, he was the number one high school player in America. Last year, he was the MVP in the championship game, a superlative inside player.
Then there was David Wingate, who hounded Chris Mullin on Saturday.
Not only a super defensive player, this guy has probably the quickest first step with the ball in college basketball.
Over on the Villanova side, Ed Pinckney's the big man, but how about Dwayne McLean?
He's been a streak player throughout his career. Great ability, and on Saturday, he played 40 minutes of great basketball.
Coming up now, it's one game, and a national championship is at stake.
Wow. Does that sound like it's ancient or what?
Yes.
Except for Brent. Brent holds up. You agree?
Yeah, I mean, his voice is a little deeper nowadays.
Yeah.
A few more pops, I'm sure.
All right, let's go. Opening tip. And this is where Bob Costas is in on this?
Do I have Costas on there?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
No, Musburger.
All right, Musburger tells you about the first two meetings between Georgetown and Villanova, and then Harold Presley gives the Cats the early lead.
These two teams have played each other twice this year. Villanova led both times at the half, but then Patrick Ewing and the Hoyas pulled it out. 52-50 in overtime and 57-50 when the rematch was staged in Landover.
Now there's the 1-3-1 defense on the part of Georgetown.
Unusual because Ewing comes out in this defense with Martin lurking in behind. Wayne McLean into the corner and Wilbur. They trap, but Wilbur comes to Eddie Pinckney. Pinckney lost control, but got it to Harold Presley, who put it in. It didn't look pretty, but it counts.
And why that was so effective is Eddie Pinckney took it right at Patrick Ewing to occupy the space. Ewing has such great leaping ability that unless you take the ball to him, he'll cover two men at one time.
Wow. It was big, Andrew. This was a big game, man. Bigger than life, college basketball back then. Mighty Georgetown, Hoya paranoia. Georgetown up four. Villanova had issues, turned the ball over. But here they are, rebound after a miss, and score thanks to that Dwayne McLean.
Villanova is perfect shooting from the floor, but they have committed four turnovers against that Georgetown pressure already. Inside to Wingate. And the air was off balance. Harold Jensen has checked into the game for Villanova, number 32.
Credit Eddie Pinckney again. He did not get the rebound, but terrific block out on Patrick Ewing so that Patrick couldn't get position.
So difficult to get your shot against Georgetown. McLean comes up, and he's been banging away. He's carrying him offensively with those three field goals already.
Wow. All right, still in the first half. Eddie Pinckney goes up against Patrick Ewing, misses. Georgetown on the break.
Wayne McLean looks like he wants to take one again.
They will want to get Jensen into the game if they can. Dumps it off to Pinckney. Maneuvering on Ewing. Missed. Snapped down by Martin. Jackson comes inside. Great pass. They hit David Wingate, who's come down the baseline.
Well, you can't appreciate what a great catch that was by Wingate. Has a body flying right over his head and still pulls it in.
Wow, David Wingate. He was a hell of a player, Andrew, David Wingate. Georgetown playing tough. full court press, continue to double anyone who's got the ball, trying to force. Remember, no shot clock, Andrew, which made it tough for you to watch.
Yeah, it's riveting.
And they were, and they were trying to make sure to force Villanova, but Villanova finds a gap, and there's Presley to cut into the Hoyas lead.
Notice how they keep the double team on because they know they have Patrick Ewing in the back to protect.
Will this pressure wear down Villanova? They are not as deep as Georgetown. Rushes for the loose ball, puts it down, comes inside, gets it to Presley, and Ewing came back, but Presley hit it.
You notice Patrick Ewing came about 25 feet on that pass, almost got there in time, but good play by Eddie Pinkney.
All right, so the score's 18-12, all right? 10 minutes have been played so far, and Billy Packer's talking about Rowley and how he doesn't like how high the score is.
The score a little higher than Raleigh Massimino would like. But if you look up there, we're under 10 minutes now, 18-14.
And Reggie Williams is just dead-eye from that corner. He has hit his four shots in this game so far. Remember, he came off the bench in last year's championship against Houston and won the MVP by scoring 19 points. And there, Martin, another of the seniors, knocks the ball out of bounds. And here comes a freshman, Harry McDonald. We've got a timeout. But already, John Thompson is starting to go to his bench. And we'll see that Hoya depth when you come back.
Dude, he's the Musburger's the best. And there's Reggie Williams. He's been denied all four attempts from the field. Back-to-back bounces for the Cats, and they're attacking Ewing. Yes, they're attacking Patrick Ewing. Big number 33 in the middle. Listen.
Jensen gets it to McClain. Bounce to Pinkney. He'll come up on Ewing. Ewing's falling to the ground, trying to draw the offensive foul. And I'll tell you, they have been more successful inside against Ewing than any team I've seen in the tournament to date, and that includes Georgia Tech.
I think the reason for that, Eddie Pinkney may be the quickest big man in the country in terms of getting the ball in the lane and turning on a guy like Patrick. Normally, Patrick Ewing is the man that has the quickest advantage.
Traveling now on the turnover, he double dribbled.
And he's got to watch the trap.
McClain with a spinning move is tied it at 20.
He turned around coming back up court and spit on the floor like, take that, fellas.
Wow. It does feel big, Andrew. Come on.
Yeah, it does. I'm not denying that.
We'll get into it in a little bit. Agent, I'm not like it. Take a listen, though. It's a good stretch of the game. Right here, late in the first half, big moments. Villanova, Georgetown, 1985. Here you go.
And the clock running down here in the first half of this NCAA championship game in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Brent Musburger with Billy Packer, and we certainly hope you're enjoying this one.
Georgetown goes man-to-man, and again, I can't understand why they allow Villanova to hold this ball.
Now they get it inside to Presley. He comes inside on Ewing. It wouldn't stay, but he comes back. With the rebound, they went right at the big fella. Wingate comes free for the jump shot, but time has expired. And Villanova, for the third time this year, has taken the lead. If we had a little bit of a scrape underneath the basket at the end of the first half, Massimino is furious.
How about it? Final seconds of the first half. Georgetown by only one. 5 seconds. Nova with the ball. Judas. Let me hear it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Let me hear it. Why didn't you skip one? You can talk.
That's the one I just played. At the end of the half?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one I just played.
Oh, I thought we had the other one. Did you skip the other one?
Maybe I did.
You did skip it.
All right.
That's all right. No worries. Early in the second half, little glitch. Nova down low to Pinckney gets mauled by Ewing. And one, Andrew.
A time of possession for Villanova. They started getting what they wanted at the end of the second half.
You pointed out that Thompson may have made a tactical error by letting Villanova pull it out.
Oh, hits the field goal and drew the foul. Eddie Pinckney this year has had 288 field goals, 256 fouls. Now watch this move. And you're talking about getting that shot off, being guarded by the best man in college basketball defensively. Patrick didn't like the call.
Wow. All right, game back and forth for a long time in the second half. Here we go. Let's go to under 7 minutes left. Nova stringing together a few buckets. Oh, Georgetown getting tight.
That's a walk by Jackson. Got by with it.
Wingate. Rebound.
Brent, do you sense that Georgetown's starting to tighten up a little bit on that jump shot? They stay with the man-to-man, and that field goal shooting percentage is unbelievable by Villanova.
Pinckney gets inside.
He wants to get away with it anyway. John Thompson's got to go time out here, and he's going to call one. He's got to.
Wow, that's exciting, Andrew. Come on. One of the biggest upsets in the history of sports. At the beginning of the next cut, right, of the timeout, Brent and Billy Packer are talking about the time of possession in the second half. Villanova's had the ball for 9 minutes and 25 seconds compared to Georgetown, only 4 minutes and 50 seconds. Remember, no shot clock, so time of possession was actually a thing. Take a listen.
How about the time of possession?
Yeah, this has been the key of the game. You can remember in the first half when the game was swinging Georgetown's way, actually they had the ball in their possession more than Villanova. But in this half, you can see Villanova doubling the time of possession. They're controlling the ball. It's their pace of the game. And for Georgetown now, they have to start looking at that clock a little bit, realizing they're behind, and that's when that jump shot is hard to get out of your hand.
Rodnax on the floor for the Hoyas as possession moves it to Jackson.
To go inside, but the jump shot's what they got to take. There it is. Sensational. That shows you some guts when a man will take that shot when it's available.
Broadnax. All right, Georgetown makes 4 straight free throws. Remember, no shot clock again. Villanova taking their time and are about to retake the lead.
Georgetown goes back in his zone. This favors Villanova again because they'd like a bulk some more time to go off that clock without pressure. I think Raleigh Nassimino likes it too. He'll take another minute and a half off the clock looking for a good shot.
Rodnax having to help out inside. Jensen puts Villanova ahead at the 2:35 mark.
Ice water in his veins. They gave him the shot and he took it.
Jensen was amazing that game. Georgetown now fouling intentionally. A minute to go. Jensen at the line. Misses.
Harold Jensen comes to the line. coming to the free throw line. He's a sophomore out of Trumbull, Connecticut. He was somewhat of a disappointment as a freshman for Coach Massimino. Even earlier this year, he wasn't certain how much play he'd get out of it. But here in the NCAA tournament, he has suddenly become a shooting hero. That's his first miss, and it was a big one. 61-56, but the Hoyas will have to hurry. Reggie Williams is back. Ewing rams it in.
Georgetown wants another timeout. They get it. Big misses on that free throw line. That's two straight one and ones.
That was Georgetown's last timeout.
All right. Now, down the stretch we go. Wingate hits a three. Nova struggling to get the ball in bounds. Here's what happens.
Jensen almost got the ball, but even better yet, he went and knocked it out of bounds so Georgetown couldn't keep it going. Got to waste some time now just to go ahead and get her in.
Jensen. Wingate comes back, regains possession for the Hoyas. He drives inside for the layup.
No timeouts left. A hold on Williams. They called Williams for holding McLean. That was a big foul there because 5 seconds were just about ready to be called.
All right. How about it? Nova about to make history. And here's how it sounded at the end.
Jackson, and there are just 5 seconds
game's
left.
Over.
There will be no dynasty. Villanova has done it. That's it.
There it was, the 1985 NCAA championship game, Villanova Georgetown history.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.